Hello, this is the Times of India Radio, and here are the top news. China on Thursday accused the US of undermining the authority of the UN Anti-Terrorism Committee by forcefully moving a resolution in the UNSC to list Pakistan-based Jaish-e-Mohammed chief Masood Azhar as a global terrorist, saying America's move only complicates the issue. The US, supported by France and the UK, has moved a draft resolution in the UN Security Council to blacklist the Pakistan-based terror group's chief 2 weeks after China put a hold on a proposal to list Azhar under the 1267 Al-Qaeda Sanctions Committee of the Council. Asked about the development, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang told a media briefing that Washington's move only complicates the issue. Quote, "This is not in line with resolution of the issue through dialogue and negotiations. This has reduced the authority of the committee as a main anti-terrorism body of the UNSC, and this is not conducive to the solidarity and only complicates the issue. We urge the US to act cautiously and avoid forcefully moving forward this resolution draft," unquote, Geng said. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday launched the BJP's campaign in western Uttar Pradesh, saying his government had shown the courage to conduct a surgical strike in all spheres, land, sky and space. "The contest is between a decisive government and indecisive past," Modi said in his address to a rally in this western Uttar Pradesh town a day after announcing that India had demonstrated anti-satellite missile capability by shooting down a live satellite. Quote, "Our scientists were demanding for testing of shooting down of satellite in space. Their government, UPA, postponed this decision also. To make the India of 21st century strong and for its security, this decision should have been taken long ago, but it kept getting delayed," unquote, the PM said. Calling himself the nation's chaukidar, PM Modi said, quote, "It was this chaukidar's government that had the courage to conduct surgical strikes on land, sky and space. India should develop, India should be secure from enemies," unquote. Congress President Rahul Gandhi on Thursday said the Nyay scheme will remonetize what Prime Minister Narendra Modi demonetized and asserted that his party's anti-poverty program has thrown the BJP into total disarray. In an exclusive interview to PTI ahead of the 17th general election beginning April 11, Rahul Gandhi said the Nyay scheme has the twin objectives of giving money to the 20% poorest families in India and remonetizing the economy damaged by demonetization. Quote, "What the PM has done over the past 5 years is to remove all money from the economy with failed policies like demonetization and a poorly executed Gabbar Singh tax, GST. Informal sectors have been badly hit. The aim of the Nyay scheme is twofold. First is to guarantee a minimum income to the bottom 20% families. The second is to remonetize the economy that has been demonetized by Modi ji," unquote, Rahul Gandhi said. Pakistan on Thursday said it has examined 22 pin locations shared by India but found no terror camps and claimed that there are no links to nail 54 people detained in connection with the Pulwama terror attack, as it shared the preliminary findings with New Delhi. "Pakistan is willing to allow visits on request to these locations," the Foreign Office said in a statement. Quote, "While 54 detained individuals are being investigated, no details linking them to Pulwama have been found so far," unquote, it said. Quote, "Similarly, the 22 pin locations shared by India have been examined. No such camps exist. Pakistan is willing to allow visits on request to these locations," unquote, the Foreign Office said.